are listening to an audio article from Hoaxline's Disinformation Database, a project from Novel Science. Report title, High-Profile Truckers for Freedom Tweets Boosted by Accounts That Also Amplified the Hashtag Pfizergate. Key findings in this report. Between February 5 and 13, 2022, a dataset with 99,900 tweets declined by 6,959 tweets. Engagements disappear in one of three ways: voluntary deletion of the tweet, voluntary deletion of the account responsible for the engagement, or a user suspension. Hoaxlines assessed a subset of missing engagements. A tweet, reply, quote, or retweet would be an engagement, and found that for Maxime Bernier and Tim Kast, the majority of the engagements lost could be explained by user suspensions. Users behind the missing engagements often had recent creation dates. Two users in the top 100 most active accounts for the truck-related hashtag dataset also appeared in the top 100 most active accounts for the Pfizergate hashtag in November 2021. Suspensions explained most of the lost engagements we examined, but we also found that some users deleted the engagement and were still active on the platform. Other users deleted their accounts altogether. Taken together, the evidence in this report suggests inauthentic activity may be boosting prominent promoters of truck-related hashtags. Suspension indicates that Twitter may be aware of this platform manipulation. If so, even if the platform cannot ascertain who is responsible for the activity, it is ethically questionable that the platform has not disclosed this. Twitter's silence may leave users more vulnerable to influence efforts, allowing bad actors to sow chaos and potentially threaten national security. Here are some details about the dataset. The dataset reflects the query hashtag Freedom Convoy and hashtag Truckers for Freedom, with tweets spanning from 1736 on February 2 to 328 on February 5, 2022. Netlytic returned 99,900 records via the Twitter API. The tweet IDs from this dataset were collected for later checks. By February 10, the number of engagements from the original dataset that were still live on the platform fell to 96,899. By February 13, only 92,941 of the original records remained, representing a loss of 6,959 engagements that have disappeared in a little over 1 week. Next, let's look at the users lost between February 5 and the 13th, 2022. Among the 10,000 most active users in the truck-related hashtag dataset, 9,564 remained a little over a week later. Users can disappear in one of three ways: suspensions, voluntary account deletion, or username change. Many of the users losing the most tweets were those that were suspended, which relates to the fact that a suspension means you would lose 100% of your tweets engagement. See the text to view a table with lost engagements. The table shows the top 5 accounts that are still active alongside suspended accounts that ranked highly. Independent of account status, these would be the top 11 ranking users for lost engagements. With the suspended accounts removed, the top 5 accounts that lost the most tweets were the CJ Pearson, Rupa Subramania, a user we've anonymized as L, Maxime Bernier, and Tim Kast. L has been anonymized as the user has fewer than 5,000 followers. In the cases of Maxime Bernier and Tim Kast, suspension explained a majority of the lost engagements. We selected these two accounts for further examination because they ranked highly and are also well known, meaning they have substantial followership. See the text to view the pie charts showing outcomes for lost engagements. In the case of Tim Kast, slightly more lost engagements came from user suspensions. Around 30% of the loss is related to users deleting their engagement, undoing a retweet, for example, or deleting their accounts altogether. Proportionally, Maxime Bernier's lost engagements were explained by account deletion by more than double the percentage of Tim Kast's. Users limiting view was an uncommon explanation, and we only found it twice. Username deletion does not necessarily mean the user is completely absent from the platform, as accounts may be active under a different username. We have not yet assessed whether the deleted users renamed their accounts, but have observed a significant number of users deleting all activity and renaming the accounts in other campaigns. Next, let's look at creation dates for the authors of disappearing engagements. Engagements lost between February 5th and 13th often came from users that had recently created accounts. For both Tim Cast and Maxime Bernier, a majority of the engagement loss came from account suspensions. Platform manipulation efforts frequently contain a higher than expected number of recently created profiles. This lean toward recent accounts appears in information operations across time, regardless of which group is behind the efforts. One study analyzed creation dates for users involved in known information operations from the United Arab Emirates, Spain, the Russian Internet Research Agency, Venezuela, Iran, and China. Five of the six datasets skewed toward recent creation. A skew toward recent creation dates has also been observed in Black Lives Matter hashtag data, which is regrettably unsurprising because domestic and foreign groups have heavily targeted Black Lives Matter since its inception. Twitter does not appear to have taken action, which is justifiable without conclusive attribution, although this raises an ethical conundrum. If Twitter is aware of inauthentic activity boosting these tweets and cannot take action against the beneficiaries to mitigate their impact, solutions like disclosing the number of suspended accounts that engaged that tweet via an automated tally like other tweet metrics might warrant consideration. Now for the top 100 most active accounts. Top 100 most active accounts. When an account ranks in the top 100 most active accounts, it means that the total number of engagements, which include tweets, replies, quote tweets, and retweets, for this user with the specified hashtag was one of 100 highest totals among users in the dataset. One user, known as 4tchat, in the top 100 most active users for the truck-related hashtag data disappeared between February 5th and 13th, 2022, had previously ranked in the top 100 most active accounts for the hashtag Pfizergate. The dataset was collected on November 22, 2021, and spans from November 18 to November 22. Pfizergate was most popular among French-language Twitter accounts. Hoaxlines prepared a data visualization of the Pfizergate hashtag that was never published, so a Pfizergate data visualization has been included in this report. See the text for a data visualization of the Pfizergate network. Nodes were sized for closeness centrality and the user 4tchat has been labeled. 4tchat accounted for 61 records where the account retweeted tweets about the truck protests. This pales in comparison to 4tchat's activity in the Pfizergate data where it generated 1,144 of 14,971 records total, or nearly 8% of all tweets. The account also featured prominently in general vaccine tweet data collected in late November and early December 2021. This user avoided suspension for months despite its heavy promotion of vaccine disinformation back in November 2021 and its high rate of activity. 4tchat would sometimes retweet three times within a single minute and approached 300 tweets per day in the Pfizergate dataset. Another user known as Pepe for the People was created on September 28, 2021, and remains active on the platform. Pepe for the People, like 4tchat, ranked in the top 100 most active accounts in the Pfizergate and truck-related hashtag datasets. The user accounted for 11 engagements in the Pfizergate data and 36 engagements in the truck-related dataset. The user has also combined both Pfizergate and Freedom Convoy. Pepe's 4th People has used the hashtag truckers4freedom at least 691 times. Other hashtags used by this account include hashtag NoVaccinePassports, 642 times, hashtag NoVaccinemandates, 555 times, and hashtag DoNotComply, 426 times. Bot Sentinel shows that Pepe for the PEOP also used the hashtag ArrestFauci. Hoaxlines has collected data for hashtags spreading disinformation related to Dr. Anthony Fauci and found evidence of inauthentic activity. Comparing current engagement counts to archived counts can help indicate whether engagement counts were inflated by inauthentic activity. Candace Owen, a conservative commentator for The Daily Wire, tweeted on June 2, 2021, and received over 100,000 likes by June 13, 2021. Owen states firing Fauci does not go far enough, and claims that Fauci ruined millions of lives via depression, bankruptcy, suicide, and preyed on children via school. Owen provided no evidence for her claims. By January 2022, the tweet had only 95,900 likes. While a loss of around 5,000 likes might not seem significant, past research has shown that engagements play a role in whether something goes viral and that automated activity helps to spread false information. The following is an excerpt from the study The Spread of Low Credibility Content by Social Bots. Quote, "We find evidence that social bots played a disproportionate role in spreading articles from low credibility sources. Bots amplify such content in the early spreading moments before an article goes viral. They also target users with many followers through replies and mentions. Humans are vulnerable to this manipulation, resharing content posted by bots. Successful low-credibility sources are heavily supported by social bots. These results suggest that curbing social bots may be an effective strategy for mitigating the spread of online misinformation." End quote. The question becomes, where did the engagements go? When the tweet contains false accusations, whether the spread was enhanced by inauthentic activity, in violation of platform policy, seems even more relevant. On Pepe for the People, we make a final note to address its use of Pepe the Frog. Username Pepe for the People includes a reference to Pepe the Frog, a symbol that the ADL categorizes as having racist or anti-Semitic connotations. Pepe has appeared in Telegram messages and Twitter posts about the Canadian truck convoy. A QAnon and Trump-themed group using symbols like Pepe the Frog posted about a convoy in Australia in summer 2021. Critically, extremist researchers caution against the assumption that everyone using Pepe the Frog intends to promote racist sentiments. Even in cases where there is clear intent to promote racism, this does not show that all protesters agree or are aware. Why does it matter if fake accounts boost specific hashtags? Inflating engagement of tweets through retweets or replies can create the illusion of popularity. As mentioned earlier, past research has shown that engagements play a role in whether something goes viral. Bots amplify such content in the early spreading moments before an article goes viral. Bad actors can leverage the illusion to direct public discussion, influence opinion without disclosing financial backing, or it can be used to misinform or to discourage opponents through targeted harassment. Trend Micro, a global cybersecurity firm, wrote of the threat in 2017. Quote, "Careful and extended use of propaganda can shift the Overton window. Prolonged use of opinion manipulation techniques can make the public receptive to ideas that would have previously been unwelcome at best, and perhaps even offensive at worst. The concept of the slippery slope applies. Once an opinion has been changed a bit, it becomes easier to change it even more. This allows for bigger changes in public opinion than before, making it easier to achieve larger goals of public opinion manipulation." End quote. Concerning a case where coordinated Twitter campaigns targeted civil advocates, the activists said, they now self-censor on the platform. An in-depth investigation by Mozilla included interviews with the influencers who had accepted payments to partake in the information operation. Quote, "They were told to promote tags. Trending on Twitter was the primary target by which most of them were judged. The aim was to trick people into thinking that the opinions trending were popular, the equivalent to paying crowds to show up at political rallies," the research says. End quote. Lastly, we addressed study limitations. We examined users who ranked highly in terms of engagement loss. From the top 5 users still on the platform that were most affected by the engagement loss, we selected 2 users for further analysis due to their notoriety. The proportion of users suspended, engagements deleted, and users deleted may differ for the dataset overall, as these 2 are not representative samples. Comparison to a control dataset would also improve the strength of these findings. However, the lack of a control does not negate the finding that engagements disappeared in the 2 cases examined. For full citations, data visualizations, and examples, see the text by visiting novelscience.substack.com. That's Novel Science, all one word, .substack.com.